This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Hundreds of teachers, parents, and students rallied outside Douglas County Schools headquarters today against recent actions by the school board's new conservative majority, from changing the equity policy to putting pressure on the superintendent to resign.
What kicks it off for us is Corey Wise being forced to resign or leave. That is not honest. It is not decent. There's no democracy. There's no justice involved. It is unfair.
Stephanie Brink teaches at Soaring Hawk Elementary School. More than 1,500 teachers called in absent today, forcing the district to close schools. UC Health plans to address staffing shortages by funding educational opportunities. CPR's John Daly reports.
On a UC Health employee's first day, they're eligible for the Ascend Career Program, which will cover 100% of tuition for select clinical programs, high school diplomas, and English learning. David Maffey is UC Health's chief diversity officer.
The old adage was that you went to college so that you could get a good job. We're turning that on its head and saying, come work for UC Health so that you can get an education.
I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A third Republican county clerk is being investigated over handling of sensitive election equipment. State officials are looking into Douglas County Clerk Merlin Klotz, who posted on social media that his staff made a copy of election equipment hard drives. Officials will determine if that violates state election security policies. Currently 7 degrees in Fort Collins. It's 5 in Vail. This